Sean McVay didn't keep us waiting for long. The decision is in. Sean McVay's a Ram, at least for a while. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. This is the part where I tell you who I am, Travis Rogers. I host the Rams pre-half and post-game show, and very, very excited to tell you, if you're watching us on YouTube, you should subscribe to our YouTube channel, Locked On Rams, as well. You see that face right there. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is an NFL vet. He is the current sideline reporter for the NFL Los Angeles Rams. That, of course, is none other than DeMarco Farr, who's going to be doing a lot of Locked On Rams in the near future. So, DeMarco, welcome to Locked On Rams. It's awesome to have you here.
Thank you, sir. What's up, Trav? Can I call you Sweet Tea? No?
You can call me whatever you like. Just don't
call you Trav. There you go. Man, absolutely. Yes, sir. I'm so absolutely geeked. I'm so excited right now. Like you said, the tease you threw out there, good. Most of my stress is gone with what you just said.
Absolutely.
The coach is coming back. That's awesome.
He is coming back, and that is great news. Let me remind you that today's episode of Locked On Rams is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com. Promo code is Locked On. All right. We're going to get into what Aaron Donald meant by his former defensive lineman that he put on Twitter. That's coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about some staff turnover that is inevitable at the end of a season, as always. But DeMarco, let's just jump right into it. Of course, the season ends with the Rams losing in Seattle, and that was not nearly the biggest question. The biggest question was, is Sean McVay coming or going? It broke a little bit before the weekend that he was thinking about maybe taking some time away from football, maybe to go to TV, maybe to go do something else, maybe to do nothing, just kind of recharge his batteries. He said he's going to take time. We didn't know how much time, and he would make a decision about whether he was going to come back or not. At least for me, I thought that it was very unlikely that he would come back, that he was going to continue to coach eventually, but maybe need a little time off. And then earlier this week, he makes the announcement that he is coming back. The Rams have their Super Bowl winning coach. He'll be his seventh season with the Rams. Were you like me and thinking that he was less likely to come back than come back? And how big of a surprise was it, if at all, that he ultimately made the decision that he did?
I had to be convinced, to be honest. Look, he's a football coach. This is what this guy loves to do. And look, we've been on this side, the media side, for a long time. And I'm trying to see. I know the camera loves Sean McVay, and I know he gives great sound bites. But, you know, when you think about it, he is the head coach. So there is no one higher than him outside of the owner. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a TV room when a producer is trying to tell Sean McVay what to say and what he can't say. That's going to be interesting. But so I woke up in Seattle thinking, you know, getting ready for 2023 with Sean McVay. And then I hear the news that he may leave, he may step down. And then I start watching his body language and talking to people in the stadium. And they convince me, yeah, he's gone. Not he may decide to leave. He's gone. So I guess I jumped in that group for a little bit. So then you started to see and hear about who might be a replacement. So look, the NFL is a billion-dollar industry. They know how to make leverage. So when they start offering your job to someone else, that may change your mind. So I am so happy that he's back, but I am not shocked that Sean McVay has decided to come back.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that he's back, because and when you said, you know, obviously, you know, whether it's Les Snead, Kevin Demoff, Stan Kroenke, all the people that are in charge of deciding who's going to be the next coach of the team, getting it right isn't easy. It gets done wrong than right. We look around the league and we see guys that come in, they're there for a year or two and they're gone. And sometimes they're heard from again, sometimes they're not. I keep going back to the first year here in Los Angeles when Jeff Fisher was the coach and the team was flat, boring, not exciting to watch, didn't win a lot of games. And there just wasn't too much to get excited about. And McVay comes in and like that. It's just they went from a bad football team that was uninteresting to a very good football team that was incredibly exciting to watch. That's not how it goes. That's typically, and it usually doesn't go as quickly as it did with McVay. I'm not saying there aren't other really good coaches out there. There are. There are always new guys coming into the pipeline. But for me, the part that was so nerve-wracking, I guess, for lack of a better expression, was if he does leave, the odds of getting another guy like that are not good. They just aren't a lot of those guys. They caught lightning in a bottle that first time with him. And if he leaves, who knows when he comes back or where he comes back, because I don't think there's a whole bunch of Sean McVays out there just waiting for their chance to get hired.
Oh, no, a lot of them have been fired. I think one went to Thailand right now. So, I mean, look, you're always looking for the boy genius. But no, I'm right there with you, man. And I'll go back to what Marshall Faulk said about the day that Sean McVay took the job, what he told them. Of course, he's not ready. He's too young. But if you wait until he's ready, you won't be able to afford it. So go ahead and jump on him now. So, and sure enough, he was right. They're right. Two Super Bowls, you won one. So, yeah, I mean, but I did leave the last coach's show we had. He did look tired. And he's aging like a president ages. I mean, this job will put gray hairs on your head. So I'm thinking, no matter what happens in Seattle, I would lock him out of the building for a month. This is before I even heard anything about him leaving. But I would say I would lock him out of the building for a month. Go recharge because we need you at full strength. There was a lot that was going on in the offseason personally for him. And we said this. He's a young guy with young guy problems. We're both old guys. We got old guy problems. So he's starting his life in certain ways. So there's a lot of heat on him. So the fact that he said or let it out or let the rumor get out that he was about to step down, I mean, that created just a buzz around the football team. I told you, I felt bad for the guys, man. What a horrible time for that story to break. Right when you're in Seattle getting ready to face them and they're trying everything they can to stay into the playoffs. So, look, after that, you take a week off. You just relax. You make the right decision, which is you are a football coach and you can't go out this way. You want to get some get back. So here he is.
Yeah, DeMarco, it's funny. You know, there's only been one point in my life where I was not working every day. And I was about the age that Sean McVay is right now. And I had money coming in. My contract was still going. They just told me not to come to work anymore. And
it's a good job.
It was great. It's a great job if you can get it for about 2 weeks. And then it's like, what am I going to do with my time? I need something to do. And that's just me, a radio guy. And this is not Sean McVay, football coach, incredibly competitive, incredibly driven, and everything that comes along with being like Sean McVay. Do you think that was part of the decision that even though basically it was a week, maybe a little bit less than a week from when the news broke to when he made the decision to come back, do you think it was just the, I do not know what I'm going to do with my days if I'm not a football coach?
Okay, I'll relate two stories. And I just told this to my brother-in-law. He worked me out today. He absolutely slaughtered me. I mean, he's taking it out on me big time.
What did he do to you?
He's taking me and he's just not listening to me. I'm hurting. I'm tired. He's going to the next exercise. He's just turned his ears off. But no, I mean, I told him, he asked me about the end of my career and was it hard for me? And I said, yeah, it's always hard. It's something you're going to have to deal with the rest of your life. But it was really acute when I first left because it's all I knew how to do. But I said it was easy to leave because I was injured. I was compromised. My knees were sore and I was getting beat by guys I shouldn't get beat by. So that part, it was easy to leave. Yeah. But from a competitive standpoint, that never dies. And another story, I'll relate it to Coach Vermeil, Dick Vermeil, the guy we won the Super Bowl with. When he retired, this is the second time with us. He was listening to his family. Come home. We need you home. We want grandpa home. I want my husband home. So he retires and goes home. And then everybody goes about their business. And he's sitting there going, wait a minute. I thought you guys wanted me home. So within 6 months, he's ready to go back to coaching. So, yeah, I mean, look, this is what he is. I never thought that Sean McVay was going to be a TV type guy. I thought he was going to be a Belichick type coach. This is what you're born and bred to do. So go to wherever you have to. Relax. Like I said, I would have locked him out for a month. Get the color back in your body and your hair. Recharge. Come on back and let's attack 2023. And sure enough, here we are.
If you figure out how to get the color back in the hair, make sure that you call me after that because I got questions. I'd like to do that for myself at some point or another. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the staff turnover. Every single season, there's player turnover. There's coaching turnover. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. All right, but first, let's get to our friends at Prize Picks. If you haven't started playing Prize Picks yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. It is an incredible way to watch a little football on the weekend, and it couldn't be any easier. Here's what it is. You make your picks, 2 to 5 picks, whatever many picks you want to do, and you kind of decide whether they're going to get more or less than their Prize Picks projections. For instance, Patrick Mahomes this weekend, is he going to throw for more or less than 320 yards? Dak Prescott, is he going to score a touchdown on the ground or not? You decide which way you want to go, and you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's not you against a million other guys. It's you against the projections available, and it's not just football. We're getting close to the end of football. Doesn't mean Prize Picks goes anywhere. There's NBA. Major League Baseball gets started. There's golf. There's college. Everything you can think of. There's cricket. There's golf. Disc golf. You know, they got it at Prize Picks. It's safe and fast to withdraw your money and currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. So here's how you do it. You go to the Prize Picks app. You put that on your phone. Or you go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50 as well. So don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. And thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast and get daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, plus in-depth analysis on the biggest games with NFL key predictions every Friday and Monday. Local insiders cover the weekend with game-to-game episodes. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Travis Rogers and DeMarco Farr, the Super Bowl champ, getting you ready for what, DeMarco? We got the rest of the playoffs coming up. We got a Super Bowl, and then we got combine and draft and camp, and the next thing you know, we're going to be back at SoFi in the start of the season before we do it.
I am actively rooting against San Francisco, not because I hate the football team. Not because I hate the football team. I think they're great. It's their fan base. Really, think about that fan base, the ones that come to L.A. If those guys actually become champions, they'll be insufferable. They're insufferable now. Oh, my God.
Well, they might. That's the scariest part of all. Even though they've got Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, running the show, he looks pretty, pretty good. But you know what? Man. We'll do that on tomorrow's Locked On Rams. We'll talk a little bit about some of the playoff teams that are left, and we'll get into that as well. This is a little bit of a different offseason for the Rams because – this is not a post-Super Bowl celebration. This is not a post-playoff run. This is not even a post-winning season, but you didn't get in. That's all that Sean McVay has ever known. And after all of those seasons, coaches leave. We know that players turn over and guys sign with different teams. They get traded, they retire, they get cut, all of these things. The coaching, though, for the Rams, since Sean McVay has gotten here, because there's been so much success, there's turnover and there's more turnover and there's more turnover. The Sean McVay coaching tree is well known. There's, you know, obviously Zach Taylor or Zach, why am I blanking on his name? Zach Taylor. Yeah, I had it right the first time. He's in Cincinnati. And we know that, you know, Kevin O'Connell was there in Minnesota. This is going to continue. And maybe Raheem Morris gets a head job somewhere in the NFL. He certainly earned an opportunity to go do that again. Liam Cohen is going back to Kentucky to coach there. It's not going to be the offensive coordinator. So there is at least one big-time vacancy on the Rams staff, maybe more than one coming up. What is that like, both for Sean McVay and both as a player, when there isn't a ton of continuity in that coaching staff and every season it's a little bit different?
See, I think there is continuity because he's the guy. He's the head coach. And remember, the line is out the door for guys that want to work with him. So, and he has his pick of the litter. So I don't know what's more lucrative, working for Sean McVay as a coach or playing next to Aaron Donald as a defensive end. Either way, you get paid after, you know, two or three short years. So, look, whoever you're losing, you're going to be able to replace with somebody that's equally as qualified, maybe even better. And like you said, you may catch lightning in a bottle. You may have a guy that doesn't move on to the next coordinator job. You may have a guy that actually becomes the captain of his own ship, which is exactly what you want. But from a player's perspective, Sean McVay is the first to address the team and the last to address the team. It's him. When he talks about we, not me, or the culture, he's talking about himself. So the same thing that goes into picking players, the quality guys, the things they value, above the neck football, the things they bring in as far as players, it goes double for coaches. Because you have to get guys ready. Now, this is a special situation because of how you're set cap-wise. You're going to have younger players. So you need great coaches that can develop younger players faster than most. So, like I said, the line is out the door. But the continuity, it lives and breathes with Sean McVay.
You know, it's funny because McVay obviously is the through line through all of this. And while we've seen coordinators on both sides of the ball come and go and to varying degrees of success, most of it pretty darn successful along the way. It's one thing to go to the combine or go to the Senior Bowl or whatever, or watch a bunch of college tape and listen to the input of your scouts and say, you know, I like this guy. Let's take this guy in the second round. Let's take this guy in the fourth round. We need a you know, a defensive back. We're going to look over here. That's one thing, and obviously very important. I'm not so sure, DeMarco, that being able to hire the right coach under you, being able to staff up correctly, isn't just as important. Because like you said, this isn't just guys want to come here because it's an opportunity to go from, you know, a position coach to a coordinator to maybe a head coach after that. It's, you can skip some of those steps if you're near him. And he's only taken, and you look at the guys that he have, whether it's LaFleur or Taylor or any of the other guys across the league, they've had success. Very few of them have looked like they're over the skis. He knows the right guys to hire, never mind when they get their head coaching job somewhere else. But in the moment, if they're good enough to a year or two from now, they're certainly good enough to coordinate. They're certainly good enough to run a position group when they're an assistant under Sean McVay. And he doesn't seem to miss on that very often.
No, you'll get the rub. I mean, look, it's the league-wide, like we talked about the Sean McVay tree. It's not just head coaches. It is coordinators on both sides of the football. And he's got guys now that are being pushed or are about to move on and move up. So, and they know this. They know what the job is. And they know what they understand what they have to do to get that rub. Now, it hurts when the team doesn't win. Everybody takes a step backwards. But if you come here with the guys you have and you can somehow supplement that offense, that great game plan when everybody's healthy, and be great on the other side of the football, or be airtight in special teams and not mess that part up, you will get the bump. You will slide up. And teams are willing to hire you. And look, it's funny. When you win, everybody wants a piece of you. It really mm-hmm. does. Players, if you have a winning scheme with certain guys, then that's other teams will draft players that look just like those guys. Same with coaches. If you come from a winning environment, they want a piece of that on their in their franchise. So, like you said, everyone has to turn this thing around. But the line is out the door of young coaches that would love to work with Sean McVay and come to Los Angeles.
Well, L.A. for sure, too. And you mentioned this at the top of the pod. That's why I got to listen to Locked On Rams from the very beginning to the very end, because we're going to have some callbacks through this at any given point. There's a guy in Thailand who decided he was a head coach, and now he's on vacation, and he may or may not come back. When Sean McVay is looking for a coordinator, are you looking for somebody that sees the world like you do? Are you looking for somebody that runs the offense that you run? Or are you looking for somebody that maybe might have a little bit of what it is that he does, so you can put two systems together and make – just want somebody to know, like, this is what we do. I need you to implement of what this offense will be like.
Well, you're going to run Sean's offense, but he loves your ideas. He loves to incorporate. Same with Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp will – annoyingly so, keep offering ideas to the offense. You know what I mean? So same with coaches. He wants your input, but definitely you are going to run his offense. And look, I hope this isn't controversial, because Jeff Fisher was very cool to me. So, but the word is on Coach Fisher was he wouldn't hire someone that can take his job. So yeah. That's why I think you suffered on offense a little bit, especially as far as offensive coordinator. Here, it's different with Sean McVay. I don't think there's any sort of animosity there. I think he actually wants a guy that can overcoach or help him become better, because he's still trying to reach his potential.
Said,
so, yeah.
Yeah, if you have someone who can push you and you're confident in what that you're doing, then I want somebody that's got good ideas. I want somebody that's saying, hey, well, why do you do it like this? What if we try it like that? And if you, no, we're going to do it like this. Or, hey, you know what? That's a pretty good darn good idea. Why don't we put that into what we're doing already? Not somebody that just sits there and nods their head up and down and says, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. That serve anybody.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, there's some guys that that are on the way up that haven't been coordinators yet, and they have a specific idea of how they would like to attack a defense. And let's say they like to run the ball more often than not. Okay, so that's what you're into. That's what you understand. Well, you can actually learn the passing game from Sean McVay, so when you do move on, you become a better coordinator. So I'm learning, and I'm also – throwing out my ideas. Hey, I think this might be better in this situation. Who knows? He may call your play in a key situation that wins you a football game and then give you credit for it.
All right, coming up next, I want to talk about what Aaron Donald put on his Twitter feed for about a half a second, but it nearly gave me a heart attack, and I hope he's just yanking my chain and it's nothing more than that. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. But first, a word from our friends at BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball to World Cup to baseball to golf. You name it, they've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those as well at BetOnline. We're always the fastest and easy to get your betting information, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers, joined by a new Locked On Rams member, DeMarco Farr. He's going to spend a whole bunch of time with you, a whole bunch of time with us, and get us ready for the upcoming season as well. And speaking of the upcoming season, DeMarco, Aaron Donald nearly gave me a heart attack. He was messing around with his Twitter profile, where it went from NFL defensive lineman to former NFL defensive lineman for half a second. He changed it back. Is this just him having a moment where, hey, watch this, I'm going to go mess with a whole bunch of people, people are going to start to freak out? Or was this a message to somebody that could be just, hey, you know, I came pretty close last year. This is still something that I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah, this was the social media version of him hitting you in the head with a helmet. Yeah, just having fun in a scrum, just trying to get some news out. But, I mean, look, I think there's some legitimacy to that. And, look, if Sean McVay is walking out the door, then I wouldn't be shocked if Aaron said, I'm going with you. The only reason he's coming back is probably Sean McVay, so they can run this thing back. But I'm with you, man. I mean, that's scary. But I did see the last month of the season without Aaron Donald. And it was fun to see these guys get better day in and day out. Michael Hoyt was my favorite guy to watch. Now, he's a pass rusher. He's a defensive player. You line him up anywhere in an obvious passing situation, he's going to find a way to get to the passer. I love that. And he learned how to play outside linebacker right before your eyes. So there was some improvement there. But I'd rather have the best guy in the game lining up for me every single Sunday. So, yeah, good thing he changed that thing back.
Yeah, it was interesting, because had this just been him doing it once and whatever, and again, I like you mentioned earlier, we're on the wrong side of the whole social media thing, right? With like the way that you tweak people and everything else, that maybe it's just that. But knowing how close he came to maybe saying, you know what, I'm going to go out on the highest note possible. We just won the Super Bowl because I sacked Joe Burrow on the last play of the game to help us win the Super Bowl. It did feel different. And this kind of goes together, like we were talking about at the beginning of the pod, which is, now that this I may leave thing is both for McVay, both for Aaron Donald, every time something like this pops up, you give it a little bit more credence. When the news about McVay last season is, oh, he's, and I'm like, he has a Super Bowl winning team. He's going to get paid whatever he wants. He's just beginning this journey. But when it pops up a second time, I think there's a little bit of something to it. And I wonder if this isn't the same with AD. And obviously, like you mentioned, he's still the best in the business at his spot. He's still one of the best ever on any defensive position on the field. You know, you're talking Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, guys like that. He's one of those dudes. Is it just going to be when he's had enough? Like when he finally just, you know, I just don't want to go have, you know, 60 fist fights for 30 seconds every Sunday. I want to go live the rest of my life, because he's still playing at such a high level.
Well, the funny thing is, man, I mean, look, where else are you allowed to hit people legally? And I don't mean that to be fun. I mean, dead serious. No. I mean, there's a lot you can exercise on a practice field and on a field on Sunday. So when you stop playing, there's nowhere else to do it. I mean, you could try MMA, you could try wrestling, you could try to do some other things, but nothing will give you that thrill, that joy of playing football, especially at its highest level. And look, the guy loves to win. He not just win games, he loves to beat people. He loves to get sacks. He loves to destroy offensive lines. And that's what charges him up. So once you leave, where do you get that high from? So look, I don't think he's ready to be done yet. And there's still numbers that he could chase down. And I still call him a defensive tackle, don't you? Even though you line him up in different places, he's still a defensive tackle. So I think he has a chance to supplant John Randall as the leader in sacks for an interior defensive line. I think he's within 35 sacks of that. So like Tom Brady, he's not going to be done until his name is at the top of every list. I think Aaron Donald, they're from the same planet. They're great. And they want to leave this game They want to destroy everything behind them, so you can never chase them down.
Okay, so this brings up a couple of interesting things. Number one, like catching John Randall, he's mentioned 35 or so sacks away from that. That if he's playing at an incredibly high level, that's at least three more seasons, right? That's three seasons unless he has 20 season sacks in a row.
Or two.
Look, as good as he is, back-to-back seasons of 20-plus sacks is probably incredibly unlikely. That's part one of this that I wanted to get to. So yeah. Kind of put a pin in that. Number two, you mentioned Tom Brady. Tom Brady's playing for a different team. Tom Brady is in Tampa doing this, and you said it. He wants to win. Aaron Donald wants to win, and he wants to continue to do these things. Is there a scenario that exists where the Rams have another season next year that is not a championship caliber season, but he wants to do all the things that we're talking about right here, but he decides that his opportunity to continue to win might be somewhere else? I would imagine he could still draw a ton of assets coming back the other way, more like a John Randall type who's going to spend his entire career in one spot.
Well, I hope. I mean, look, talking to the higher-ups, they understand and appreciate what they have. They're not going to let him go. Mm-hmm. The only way he leaves here is if he retires. That, no matter what you're paying him. I mean, he is that great. He is, like you said, legendary. But I'll go back to that first point about a 20-sack season. This is why I like the growth of those interior guys. Imagine if Aaron Donald came off the bench. Imagine if Aaron Donald only rushed the passer. Mm. Yeah, so he's over there resting until it's an obvious passing down, and then you put him in the game. Wow, look out. So, yeah, I mean, we call that the ski mask. You steal for 1 year. You play half the season. But just imagine Aaron Donald playing half the reps twice as hard. Imagine Aaron Donald waiting until the fourth quarter to become the closer and close out games and finish you off. Yeah, so there's opportunities for him to be as dominant as long as he has the proper amount of support. That's why I was happy. I wasn't happy he was out for the last month, but I was happy some young guys got experience because that will help him and the team next season.
Absolutely. All right, that is our first edition of Locked On Rams with the Super Bowl champ DeMarco Farr joining us. There's going to be a whole bunch more going forward, including tomorrow. We'll talk about some of those playoff games as well, DeMarco. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. For your second listen, check out the Locked On NFL podcast, bringing you the local insights you love to the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL news. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams House.